What can we do to counteract the forces of violence and intolerance and hopelessness that sow the seeds of anger and isolation leading to the shootings and demonstrations last week? Can this crisis bring people together, allow us to recognize that we have more in common than we might think in our day-to-day lives? That's what people in the Brooklyn neighborhood of Red Hook experienced back in 2012 after Hurricane Sandy obliterated businesses, homes, and infrastructure. Like Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, Sandy highlighted the gross inequalities street to street in Red Hook as some neighborhoods bounced back quickly while public housing neighborhoods lost power and water for weeks. Years after the recovery, the Falcon Works Theater Company created a theater piece telling stories of a neighborhood fighting to survive, to express what it had experienced and how it crossed barriers it never realized the people in that neighborhood could cross. Three of the young actors, 17-year-old Chance Dixon, 13-year-old Mateo Vidals, and 11-year-old Dante McCoy Freeman, will never forget Sandy and what it taught them about their right not to be left behind.
This theater piece helped me because it made me express feelings that I didn't want to express, but in the good way, because it got the stress off my chest, like making me feel like it was a bad thing, like, and I felt like I couldn't do anything about it. But spreading that word to the community about what we was doing made me feel much better.
How did that happen? Explain what it is you were able to say and how the theater piece worked. Like, what kind of stories did you tell?
We told the story how basically the water, how people reacted towards the water. And when the water was coming, what did people do? Did people stay? Did people leave? And basically, that was what the play was explaining.
People of different classes or different races or things like that, they did different things. They took different precautions because maybe they had a little bit more money. Maybe they had some family or friends that, you know, their house they could stay at to stay away from the storm or any flood zone areas. So I think that the story covers everybody's method of trying to deal with this problem that everybody's in.
Did it show how hard it is to unlock feelings from something like that?
Yeah, I would say it challenged me a bit. It definitely brought out a lot of emotions during, like, definitely during the first play. It made me realize what I actually went through, because during Sandy, I kind of saw it as, like, I'm just going through this, I'm going to take it day by day, but I never actually realized what happened, and, like, as a whole, and definitely during the play, that made me realize, like, what I actually went through.
Can you remember any of the lines, the powerful lines from the play, whatever you remember most?
There's a line that Beatrice says. She was in her basement, and people just started showing up saying, what do you need us to do? And then she goes on, and we all huddle around her, and just like a big group, and she says about how she felt this real deep compassion and like feeling for her community and like the togetherness. And I think that really touched me and felt like it connected with me with like what happened.
I think one was the actor, his name is Lewis, and he played my father in the play, but he basically, one of his lines was how, like, I don't remember word for word, but I can describe what it says, what he says. And basically he was talking about how basically, most of the people in need were colored, black and Latino folks, and just waiting in the projects for some supplies and formula, and baby formula. And he was talking about how the people that in need were in the projects, and they didn't get as much help as they needed. That really touched me, because that was, it was true. The people in the projects, after Sandy hit, for 3-4 days, nobody really helped them until they had started having the community meetings and stuff. Other than that, nobody really helped the community.
Who helped you in the end? What were they like? Where did they come from?
All in the end, people helped. Like, they was coming from different places. Like, people from Bay Ridge was coming. Like, different places. Like, different places around the world, people were coming to help other people and to see if they was okay.
Did you have that sense of community?
Yes.
From the experience and from this play, Chance?
From the play. But it was me, my mom, and her boyfriend. We were very, like, solo dolo. Like, we're cool with the neighbors, but it's really, like, high and by kind of, you know. The only people in the neighborhood that I really, like, I'm tight with is, like, Falcon Works and some people from RHI. Like, that's my peoples. But, we didn't really talk much, because what the play shows is that everybody's got their own grind. Everybody's got their own hustle that they needed, you know, they need to fix their life again. Yeah. So there's not really time for, hey, what's going on? You know, like, it's real. And I feel like the play has made me see the whole situation a little less biased. I was very like, oh, these people, they get the, they have the money, they get the supplies, and it's no problem for them, or they got this privilege and things like that. But, you know, maybe they do, or, you know, it's arguable. It's arguable. But, like, I feel like the trauma is way greater than any system, any
race,
privilege,
or,
any race, yeah. any thing that you may have, or you have a car, like, you have money, you have this house. It's the fact that it happened. It's really devastating, and it'll take a toll on a person with
no matter how much money you have,
that's what went down.
Do you think it's important for you to have this sense that you can feel a community? I mean, FalconWorks is a community.
Yeah.
I mean, those are your...
It's like a family.
Yeah.
FalconWorks is basically a family of people that know what happened.
And this young, to learn that, what do you think it means?
I think it's a great thing. And it's better to learn about it now than to learn about it later.
And also, if you have more people, the message gets bigger and it gets out there. People have more power than other people. You know, maybe this person has more power or more resources or connections than me, but I'm cool with this person. I love this person. This person loves me. So if I say, hey, this is what's going on over here. I have this group of people. Can I get in touch with this group of people? Can we go here and talk about
it?
You know,
race doesn't
no.
is not a barrier.
No.
Money is not a barrier.
No. It shouldn't.
Geography is not a barrier.
Well, it is a barrier. There's people out there who make it a barrier.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be a barrier.
We
should teach people that there are no barriers.
And that's what you learned.
Yeah.
Because the water didn't care.
No.
Do you think you'll ever recover, Mateo?
I'll recover, but I'll always remember it.
And what do you think this theater piece did to help you as a young person?
See Sandy as a whole. See Sandy for what it was.
I think that we, as FalconWorks, at least started a conversation
Definitely.
With the play. Educating everybody about what's going on is helpful. And also, it can help with future disasters and how to deal with that later.
When there's floods, you need plywood. You need
generators.
Generators. You need sandbags.
Mm-hmm.
You need theater.
I think art is the most powerful weapon.
Yeah, it is. Art, your mind, and your intelligence is something that nobody could take away from you.
And art can make you see things in a different way. It can make you understand things better. It'll probably open up wounds, but...
It'll heal it
at
the same time.
I think it'll help you see your wounds.
Yeah.
And then know, okay, now I have to heal. Now I got to work on this.
Thanks, Chance, Dante, Mateo.
Yeah,
it's been great talking to you.
Thank you.
This was cool.
It was great talking to you, too.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.